State Government Committee's meeting immediately in the Senate chamber. State Government Committee immediately, Senate chamber.
I will now call the State Government Committee to order. The secretary will take the roll silently. Please excuse those not present until they arrive. I will now ask for a motion for approval minutes as printed. Thank you. All in favor of the approval minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The minutes are approved as printed. I will be taking up three bills today. House Joint Resolution 10 with Senator Reichman and SSB 1249 with Senator Brown. And that is a Senate bill, but under Joint Rule 20, it is allowed because it is dealing with Administrative Rules Review Committee. And so that would be SSB 1249 with Senator Brown. There is one amendment, Amendment 1384 with Senator Brown. And the final bill is House File 528 with Senator Schultz, Amendment 1405 with Senator Schultz. Republicans caucus in Room 22, Democrats Room 116, State Government Committees at ease. bring State Government Committee back to order. We will still be taking up three bills. We're going to start with SSB 1249. Will be the first bill, SSB 1249. I will now recognize Senator Brown, the subcommittee chair for SSB 1249, for the subcommittee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your subcommittee of myself, Senator Goodwin, and Senator Yoakum recommend passage with an amendment, with all three senators signing the report.
Senator Brown, you're now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is proposed by Administrative Rules Review Committee and makes technical and policy changes to the administrative rulemaking process. Mr. Chair, there is an amendment.
Yes, there's an amendment. Senator Brown, you're in order for opening remarks on Amendment 1384.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment 1384 simply inserts the word to after pursuant on page 3, line 8.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Senator Brown for closing remarks.
I simply move the amendment.
Senator Brown moves Amendment 1384. All in favor of the amendment, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Amendment 1384 has been approved. Is there discussion on the bill as amended? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Brown for closing remarks.
I simply move the bill.
Senator Brown moves SSB 1249 as amended. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. SSB 1249 as amended is approved. SSB 1249 as amended moves the Calendars Committee bill under Rule 40. We'll now take up HJR 10. I will now recognize Senator Reichman, the subcommittee chair for HJR 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have the tracking. Subcommittee made up myself, Senator Bisignano, Senator Goodman.
Senator Reichman, you're now in order for opening remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Joint Resolution 10 is simply a joint resolution that authorizes a temporary sale of merchandise at Toy Benefits for Iowa Children at the State Capitol Complex grounds, sponsored by Abate District 4 prior to the 90th General Assembly. And Mr. Chairman, there is, I think you know some background on this, there is a, and we've talked about this, I think every year this comes before the Assembly here to vote on, and they do have an internal work. The DAS is taken care of administratively, but this provides our administrative oversight to make sure that continues to move forward. And that concludes my opening comments, sir.
This is a discussion. Chair recognizes Senator Bisignano.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator, for bringing this forward. I've dealt with this a number of times, and I think it's finally in the right place. We used to do it every 2 years, then we did it every year, then every 2 years. It's a great group doing a great service, and thank you for bringing it forward.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, and I recognize Senator Reichman for closing remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the bill.
Senator Reichman moves HJR 10. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes bear have it. The ayes do have it. HJR 10 has been approved. HJR 10 moves the Senate calendar. I will now recognize Senator Schultz, subcommittee chair for House File 528.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and ladies and gentlemen of the committee. House File 528 comes over to us. It is a bill to expand the scope of practice for state licensed dentists to prescribe and administer a flu shot or COVID-19 vaccine to patients as recommended by the CDC. The bill includes restrictions against dental hygienists or assistants doing it for the dentist.
Senator Schultz. Do you have the subcommittee report?
Look at me go out of order. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we got one of them too.
It seemed like a lengthy subcommittee report you were reporting back.
No. No, we did. And we had a 3-0 subcommittee with your senators, Schultz, Bisignano, and Dawson, all meeting and recommending passage.
Okay. Senator Schultz, you're now in order for opening remarks.
We return to normal broadcasting. Folks, well, we've got the dental bill in front of us. It also includes 4 hours training for the dentist and reporting requirements. There is an amendment that has been agreed to.
Yes, there is an amendment. Senator Schultz, in order for Amendment 1405 for opening remarks.
Thank you. After receiving the initial bill, a deal was worked out between parties. This amendment adds an age restriction so that dentists can only administer in their office to 18 or over. However, that restriction is removed if they are in a public health or state department, a county or state department of public health clinic. That would remove the age restriction. Also, the Iowa Health Information Network was an improper place to report, so it's being removed from the bill.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, the chair recognizes Senator Schultz for closing remarks on Amendment 1405.
I move the amendment.
Senator Schultz moves Amendment 1405. All in favor of the amendment, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no. The ayes bear have it. The ayes do have it. 1405 has been approved. Is there discussion on the bill with committee amendment? Seeing none, I now recognize Senator Schultz for closing remarks.
I move the bill as amended.
Senator Schultz moves House File 528 with committee amendment. All in favor of the bill, vote aye.
Aye.
All opposed, vote no.
No.
Would you like to be registered as a no? Please register Senator Guth as a no. House File 528 with committee amendment has been approved. House File 528 moves the Senate calendar with committee amendment. Seeing no other business come before the committee, Senator Kelker moves that we adjourn.